You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello, Volunteer Centre Camden is finding out about volunteering with Homestart Camden, with Anna Francis, Family and Volunteer Coordinator, and Adrienne, Homestart Camden Volunteer. Anna, tell us about Homestart.
Well, Homestart Camden is a charity. We just celebrated our 20th birthday this summer. And what we do is we recruit and train volunteers from the local community who are mainly parents or have parenting experience. And we train them over an eight-day course, preparing them for volunteering. We receive referrals from health visitors, schools, midwives or such like, and we're trying to push for self-referrals, and then we assess their families, and then we match the families up with the volunteers after they've completed the training and had their checks, DBS, reference, and we also write to their doctor. So once all the checks are completed, then we match the families and the volunteers for the volunteers to do a weekly visit of up to 4 hours for a period of time, as long as the family needs.
And you were saying that it's very much family-led. Are there things which a volunteer wouldn't be doing?
Yes, definitely. The volunteers are not cleaners or babysitters, and we say this primarily on the assessment that we do with the families to avoid any confusion later down the line.
Adrienne, you volunteer with Homestart Camden. What kind of activities do you get involved with?
Well, initially you have an 8-week training course, and then you are matched with a family, and then if you are happy with the family, you get introduced with the family, and then it's up to you to find out what the family actually want from you. It's very family-led. Sometimes they might want you help with benefits filling out, which, you know, you can help them with, or sometimes they have trouble with school places. Other times they just want to listen to you, let them talk to you, and you can listen to them and give them emotional support. I suppose that's the most important one. And then, you know, if you want to just go to the park and help the family with the children playing and having good fun.
Just have some fun together.
Yeah.
What sort of time commitment is it for you?
Well, initially you have a meeting with one of the family coordinators like Anna, and then you have your 8-week training, and then you have 4 hours. Your commitment is 4 hours once a week for up to a year.
What was your first meeting with the family like? How were you feeling?
Well, actually I was feeling very nervous, but I had had the 8-week course, which covered an amazing amount of stuff. The coordinator had got to know me, so she matched me with the family she thought that would be suitable for me. Then I discussed it with the coordinator and agreed that those people would be nice, because you can decline, and then and get another family. And then I went with the coordinator and was introduced to the family, and I was nervous, but the family were very nice. And I knew as well that there's always a 6 week, so you'll always be able to get in touch with somebody and you can discuss whatever you think you need, you know, if there's something wrong, and they will help you.
What surprised you about volunteering?
Well, I think the first thing that surprised me was when I first got here, the friendliness of the coordinators, and they were really, like, they really wanted you to be here if you were suitable. Then it was the depth of the training. We covered everything. And then when I met the family, it was really just about companionship. I had companionship, which was nice for me, because living on my own, I don't see a lot of people. So it helps me as much as it helps them. And the last thing, I suppose, is that it's a Homestart family, really. We've gone on lots of trips together, whether it's with the families or whether I go on my own. And it just feels like you're part of something. It's not just you going and seeing your family. It's you being part of the Homestart Camden.
So that's quite an impact on you. What impact do you feel you have?
On the family?
Yeah.
Well, I can only say what I see, really. This is my first family, and when I first met my family, the important person in the family was very, very stressed out, had a lot of emotional problems, had a lot of problems regarding her children, regarding, you know, school places or if she's got the right benefits, and her English wasn't that good, so I helped by attending doctor's appointments with her, making sure that she, you know, asked the right questions or that the questions that she wanted were answered for her. So I've been with my family for, I would say, about 6 to 8 months, and lately I've noticed she's a lot more calmer. She's a lot more, just her face hasn't got that sort of stressed out look. She seems a lot more calmer. She's a lot better towards her children, and the home seems a lot happier. And I was surprised that 4 hours a week would do that. I didn't think it would be, would do anything, but actually it's changed her completely, I have to say. And it's not me feeling that I've done something really amazing. It's just me being part of her family, which is nice for me.
And it works both ways, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, definitely.
Both, yes. Yep. So, Anna, what does Homestart give its volunteers?
Well, as Adrienne mentioned, we provide an 8-session training course, an 8-day training course. Sometimes the training course runs 1 day a week for 8 weeks. Sometimes it runs 2 days a week for 4 weeks. And we have actually run it over 2 weeks before as well. So we try and alternate and give different options so for people to for their availability. Once the family's matched with their volunteer, we draw up a support plan which they follow, which will kind of focus on whether they're going to support them more emotionally or practically, or whether it's going to the drop-ins or language support. So we kind of have something to work towards, and we meet our volunteers every 6 weeks for 6-weekly supervision, and that's when they get their expenses and they can talk to us about how the visits are going. But as Adrienne mentioned, we are there anytime for our volunteers, so if they call us, some volunteers, when they first start off, they want to call every week after their visit, that's totally fine with us. We're always there for our volunteers. We pay their expenses as well, and as Adrienne mentioned, we do some trips and some social events. Yes, and also after a year of volunteering, we give them a professional reference that can be used for either continuing to volunteer in other organisations or for going into paid employment.
So can they develop their role with, is the training you talked about accredited, or can they go on
yes,
to get...
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yes, the training is accredited on a level 2 accreditation, and so the volunteers can quantify the course by doing the accreditation with just extra written work that they submit, or if they don't want to do that, then they can just attend the training and, you know, they don't have to do the extra written work. So there is that option as well.
I know that there won't be any guarantees, but do you know volunteers who've gone on to paid work?
Well, yeah, myself, I volunteered for about 8.5-9 years ago, for about 1.5 years, and then from that I was able to get into paid employment doing family support work, and then consequently I'm back with Homestart now after all those years, and a few of the other coordinators did start out as volunteers as well. So I mean, I really promote the fact that volunteering can get you into paid employment, but also a lot of our volunteers, they've been their parents, and they don't realise how many skills that they do possess as being a parent at home, bringing up your children. So this course is a really beneficial for them to kind of find out, you know, them to quantify, actually, you know, I'm good at budgeting, you know, I'm good at organisational skills, I'm good at, you know, nutritional organisation and things like that. So we help to pull and draw out the skills, and they find that, like Adrienne was saying, you know, she's doing a lot of things that she didn't actually anticipate you know, she's filling in these forms, getting the children into the right nurseries and emotionally supporting the mums. And just lastly, the difference between having professionals coming into the home and having volunteers is that the volunteers offers, you know, peer supported, and it's a confidential service, I forgot to add. I mean, unless obviously there's child protection issues, but the families are, you know, reassured that it is a confidential service, so everything that's discussed is they know that it's not going to be discussed with anyone else.
Now, I met you at the last Volunteer Centre Camden Volunteering Fair, and I just wondered how useful you find that in getting volunteers.
It's a very, very useful event for us. We've managed to get some very good volunteers from the fair, and also it's a good networking opportunity. So it's good to know what other opportunities there are in Camden and what the other organisations are doing. And sometimes I've been able to signpost some people who've come over to my stand. If Homestart doesn't have what they want, then I'm able to sort of, you know, oh, you want to get into housing. So I spoke to somebody from housing, so I'll point them over in that direction. So it's not only good for us recruiting volunteers, but also finding out what's going on in the area.
Now, if listeners want to find out more, where do they go? What details?
First port of call is the Homestart Camden website. All of the information's there, all of the information about the volunteering, what's needed, what's expected, and also referral forms are on there too. And we're always at the volunteer fairs, so you come and look at us. I usually take the fairs, so you can either find us there or on the website.
Thank you very much, Anna and Adrienne. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.